Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. I'm dead. What's your story? That's the name of a collection of original one-act plays, sometimes funny, sometimes frightening, based on urban legends. The plays are on stage this weekend only at Chico's Blue Room Theater, and they are written, directed, and acted by a troupe of talented teens. Today we visit the Blue Room to talk with those young playwright-director-performers. On today's program, we also visit Chico Art Center. Our CAC representative, Aaron Wells, will tell us about the center's current project called Small Works. For this project, art enthusiasts of all ages and levels of experience are invited to pick up 12 by 12 inch canvases on which to create art using paint, clay, carved wood, or whatever medium is preferred. And these small pieces of art will be displayed in September. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
In Dunsmuir, Sunday afternoon, at the Siskiyou Art Museum, The Chronicles of Ogle, a one-man show. This solo performance is a funny, sad, and inspiring tale of an orphan boy growing up in Ireland in the 1960s and 70s. This presentation starts at 4 o'clock, day after tomorrow. Orland Art Center hosts the 8th Annual Group Show. 32 North State artists show their works. Pastels, watercolors, oils, acrylics, resin sculptures, and three-dimensional wood carvings. Hours at the center, 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Tonight at Chico's Downtown Plaza, the Friday Night Concert presents Mossy Creek. Enjoy bluegrass and Americana music from this area favorite, beginning at 7 o'clock. At Chico Theater Company, the family comedy Cheaper by the Dozen. Set in the 1920s, the play revolves around efficiency expert Frank Gilbreth and his wife, facing the challenges of raising 12 children. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and there's a Sunday matinee at 2. The Chico Art Center presents its latest exhibit, Shared Visions, Artists' Collaborations Across Generations. The young and the not-so-young joined forces to create this art. Hours at the center, noon to 4 Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. Tonight, Grass Valley hosts musician Doyle Bramhall II at the Main Stage Theater in the Center for the Arts. Bramhall, a world-class guitarist, vocalist, and composer, starts his concert at 8 o'clock. Then Sunday at the Main Stage Theater in Grass Valley, musician-storyteller Pokey Lafarge brings his unique voice and style to the stage, starting at 8. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Celebrating his 81st birthday today, actor Robert Redford. "It's an honor putting art above politics," remarked Redford. "Politics can be seductive, in terms of things reductive to the soul."
Thank you. I'm at the Blue Room Theater in Chico, and there's a special performance this weekend with teen actors, and they are writing their own scripts. We're going to find out all about it. First, from the director-manager of this program, Martin Chivera. Martin, tell me what this program is about.
Well, it's a summer program. This is the second time that we've done it. We started last year, letting the teens take control of the Blue Room for a while. Me and Erica, she's like another mentor for this program, Erica Sorensen. We make sure they stay within the boundaries, but it's the teens who are doing everything. They're writing, they're directing, they're acting. Kind of consider us like we're driver instructors, and they're taking control of the wheel of the automobile themselves, and just seeing what the whole experience of trying to produce a show all on their own with almost a zero budget feels like.
Last year, I recall that you did Tales from the Crypt from the EC Comics. This year, the teens are writing their own scripts, their original scripts, right?
They are. They're loosely based on urban legends. If you pay attention, you'll realize, oh, I know this. I think I know this urban legend. Oh, I think I know that one.
The overall title of this show is I'm Dead, What's Your Story? So where did that title come from?
A long afternoon of arguing. No, that's not so far from the truth. We had to come up with a title, and we sat down. Everyone who was present at the time threw out a dozen or so ideas, and finally Julian said, hey, let's just call it I'm Dead, What's Your Story? And people just said, okay.
So opening night is tonight, and you only have three performances.
Yes, it'll be tonight, Friday. Second one will be Saturday, and the final performance will be a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock.
So with your experience last year and this year, is it an unusual thrill to see these kids take wing and actually really start doing all of this stuff with writing and directing and performing?
You know, it's exciting because one of the things that we try not to do is censor these kids. You know, we don't tell them you can't broach this subject or you can't say that. So we just let their imaginations run wild without censoring it. And you kind of realize, oh my gosh, these kids are pretty freaking brilliant. They are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. And they're a lot more aware of their world, their circumstances, than, heck, most people that are 50 years old are.
Now we have the assistant director, Erica Sorensen. What's it like directing these young people? And does it take you back to the years when you were a teen wanting to be in theater?
Oh, yes. Way back in those days when I was a teenager. It's actually been really rewarding. It feels good to be able to give back. I grew up in Oroville, and there was the Birdcage Theater, and they had the summer Kid Cage every year. I went every year. I looked forward to it, and it feels so good to be able to give that back. And these kids, I don't really have to direct them. You know, I have to move them about here and there and kind of give them a little bit of advice. But I've been really impressed with the teenagers in our community. They are extremely smart and have great ideas.
Let's talk to some of those young writer, director, performers here at the Blue Room Theater. This is Cohen Marano. This is your second year doing this. What do you like about doing this where you're writing your own scripts and everything?
Well, for me, writing my own script I find interesting because it really does give me an excuse to kind of write a world with my own rules. I can write the performance I would enjoy, rather than being forced to be in a performance maybe I don't enjoy.
Tell me what urban myth your play is based on.
Mine is based off of a kid who has an imaginary friend who essentially coerces them into killing themselves to go to heaven.
Where did you go to research urban myths so that you could browse through them and decide what you wanted to write about?
We found a book at the library that had many great urban legends in it. And along with that, the internet now is a great place to find them since there are websites just chocked full of famous urban legends.
How many characters are in your script?
I only have four characters in my performance.
We got the kid and we got the imaginary friend. And who's the third character?
I adapted it to be better for stage. Instead of one girl, I made it one girl who has the imaginary friend and her two friends who come over to stay the night. The last character being the mom who has to work, so she leaves.
Well, you did Tales from the Crypt last year. So do you like being in a theater where all the lights get turned off and you freak the audience out?
I watched a whole bunch of scary movies. That's something me and my dad used to do all the time. However, it's less about scaring them for me. I really enjoy kind of dark, silly humor. Instead of just cracking jokes, it allows you to make the audience uncomfortable. That's a feeling you can, like, sense throughout the whole audience, which personally I find amusing, knowing that, like, you are forcing people to see something. Some will also find funny, but many will just be uncomfortable for the entire thing.
Describe the relationship for you between things that make you laugh and things that make you feel frightened.
When people are in moments of awkwardness, they don't know how to react. So when they're scared or it's just uncomfortable for them, their basic instinct is to laugh to kind of brush it off, which I find highly interesting. So I do think comedy and horror can be tied together.
So you're directing your script, I assume. What's it like working with your fellow teens to create this thing that's going to be in front of an adult and teen audience starting tonight?
One thing I noticed being around teenagers as opposed to adults is teenagers are much more open to embarrassing themselves on stage and embracing the ridiculousness of the performance. Like, for example, you're much more likely to convince a teenager to, let's say, turn into a werewolf and eat someone on stage than finding an adult willing to do that.
Do you feel that the audience is part of the performance, that you're really including the audience as if they were in the theater space with the actors?
I feel like for some performances it is that way. Many are tongue-in-cheek and do expect the audience to kind of pick up, like, this isn't something you're supposed to take seriously, this is supposed to be a funny thing. While others are something more for the audience to enjoy, which is something I enjoy about this performance, is there is a good mix. There is some humor to it, which the audience can take a part of and realize that this is meant to amuse them and for them to kind of like joke around about, while others are more meant for you to kind of focus on and witness.
And now I'm here with Dexter Polyblank. What urban legend is your play based around?
I sort of based mine off of The Purge, the movie, which I actually haven't seen, but at the same time, it's somewhat based off of just the idea of an urban legend. The concept is, what would the world look like if murder was legal? It wasn't necessarily based off of an urban legend. It was just sort of an experiment. It was its own urban legend. It was an experiment about what we would be like, how would we talk to each other, and would we still be moral if there weren't laws preventing us from just killing each other?
And how many characters are in your play?
It involves all of the actors. I'm going to say about 7.
How would you describe the tone of your script? Is it jokey or is it serious?
I think it depends on who's watching it. People will have different reactions to it. I wrote it to be funny, which I think it is funny, but it's also really dark. The first time I ever read it to somebody, she cried. She laughed, but she also cried. So it's going to depend on who's watching it, really, and I think I'm proud to say that.
How is it having rehearsed this for a few weeks without an audience? And then you're going to be in front of a real live audience tonight. How's that process for you?
Well, in a way, it's kind of the same, because up until that point, your peers are kind of your audience, and you're looking for ways not to mess it up in front of them. It's definitely a safe place to mess up, but you don't want to look stupid.
Are you able to work with your peers so that they are not cracking up when they're not supposed to be, and that they're concentrated so that they're able to bring the audience along on the ride?
That has been one of the struggles. There's been, you know, laughing throughout, but that's part of the fun of it, is just throwing everything at the wall, you know, seeing what sticks.
And now we have Ruby Murray. What's the title of the play that you wrote and directed, and what urban myth is it based around?
It is called Cigar Arson. It's based off of the urban legend of a North Carolina man He finds loopholes in laws. That's how he makes his money. So he put a warranty against some cigars, and he smoked them and said that they burned in a fire. And later on, he went to trial for it. He ended up going to jail for arson. He died in jail in a fight over a book of matches.
So there's kind of a fire theme to his experiences.
Yes.
Describe what you like about the process of writing a play and then directing it and seeing it brought to life by your peer performers.
What I like about it is we can kind of like make it our own in a way. Like what I did with another kid in here was we did base it into North Carolina, but we really made it over the top Southern. So we made it into a comedy instead of serious.
And now here's Sam Lucas. She is one of the writer, director, performers for the show tonight. So Sam, tell us the name of the play that you wrote for this.
I wrote one called Bride and Seek, and I co-wrote another one with Ava Hilsey called Poison Dress.
So tell me about the urban legends that those two plays are based on.
Well, the urban legend of Bride and Seek is pretty easy. It's about a group of people after a wedding at a party who decide to play a game of hide and seek, and the bride goes missing.
And the other one, what urban legend is that based on?
It's based on one called The Poison Dress, and it is about a girl who buys a dress for prom. Slowly throughout the night, she starts dying, and she doesn't know why. And you find out at the end that it's because of the dress.
What do you imagine the dynamic between the audience and the performers will be when you open tonight? Is everybody going to be laughing, or is it going to be tension because of the dark nature of the stories?
They'll probably come out of the theater feeling a little bit horrified and a little bit in shock of what they just witnessed. I think people will come in laughing and exit a little scared.
Sam, why did you get into theater? Describe what you like about it.
Well, I started acting when I was about 4, and I've just continued because from that point forward, it kind of became my happy place.
Why is it your happy place?
Because it's different, because you disappear for a moment and become someone else that you weren't before, and I like that aspect of it.
So give us a pitch. Why will people enjoy seeing your play and the other plays at the performance tonight of I'm Dead? What's your story?
You come in for the urban legend, stay for some urban legends. Just enjoy the stories and what has gone into them, the creativity that comes with them, because the scripts are pretty original and the actors do a good job of portraying them.
We have here Mia Naren, another of the teens that are creating the show that opens tonight at Chico's Blue Room Theater. So what's the name of your play that you wrote?
This year, I actually did not write a play, but I am in every single play that we've done. I wrote a play last year, and, you know, I felt fulfilled in my writing process already, so I just let other people handle it because a lot of people wanted to write this time.
Do you like to direct your peers?
Yes, I do. Whenever a director for their play is absent, I will take full responsibility for that play because it is just a joy to boss around your friends.
Why do you like to be involved in the theater in general?
It feels, in a way, like an escape from reality for me. And it's a lot easier to just be a different person than be yourself, I guess. It's a lot of release, and it's like an art to me. So it's something that I do even when I'm not on stage. I'll just take up characters whenever I'm watching a movie. I'll like try to be like, how could I play that character? What would have I done differently? It's kind of something that is absorbed into my personality at this point.
What will people get out of going to see this play?
I think it's a joyful play, but in kind of the wrong way. Like the way.
The wrong way. How is it wrong?
The things you'll be laughing at, you'll feel guilty about laughing at them later. It's kind of a dark humor, but it's done by a bunch of goofy teenagers, so you'll get, like, joy out of it.
I'm Dead, What's Your Story? That's the title of the collection of one acts that you can see at the Blue Room Theater. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon, three performances only. The Blue Room Theater is in downtown Chico.
I see the finest pictures in lines of blackest ink. Go down to the riverside where it's peaceful just to think. And there I see the images that the artist must have seen. Inspired by all of nature, as Buick must have been. Small pictures with details oh so fine. Visions of our countryside engraved upon my mind.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm at the Chico Arts Center today speaking with the Volunteers Coordinator, Aaron Wells, about an exhibition that starts September 8th and runs through the 29th. Why am I talking about this so early? Because this is a community challenge event involving small canvases that are available right now for people to start doing their creative project.
The canvases are 12 by 12. They're available at the Art Center. For a $20 bill, you are automatically entered in the show. You do whatever you want to do on the canvas. You can paint. You can put ceramics or sculpture or wood, anything your heart desires, as long as it fits on a 12 by 12 canvas. These canvases are all marked, so we know that they came from the Art Center, so your $20 bill buys you a place on the wall for the show. Do your art, come to the reception, have some fun, mark a price on it. You might be shocked and amazed at how fast it will sell.
What's the show called?
Small Works.
There's something very unthreatening about a 12 by 12 inch square canvas.
They're not intimidating to anybody. We even have little people, and I mean little 3 and 4 year olds who finger paint on a 12 by 12. You should see our little Picassos.
This is probably one of the most popular of the Chico Arts Center community events. It draws large crowds, both as participants, and there's something wonderful about bringing your family and pointing to a small work and saying, I did that.
That's exactly right. And some of our best pieces are by young children and grandma and grandpa. Everybody can have fun doing a 12 by 12.
Rules have changed this year, and it's the 10th year now. What's different this year?
The parameters of the canvas are not limited completely. You can paint the 12 by 12 edge to edge. Now, if you wish to build out, meaning from the center of the canvas or the edges, so that when you look at your piece, it is no longer a flat piece of art. It is three-dimensional, and that is acceptable now. So that'll be fun to see what people do.
You already have an idea for your own canvas. What are you going to do?
I don't want to give mine away, but I will tell you, if you were interested in doing a face, maybe Cyrano de Bergerac, who was known for his incredibly large nose, or maybe Pinocchio. You could put that on this canvas. As long as the nose stays inside the 12 by 12 edges, it can stick out as far as it wants. You could have some fun with that.
As a ceramist, I can imagine what kind of fun you're going to have.
I've already got mine done. It's been sitting in the garage now for almost a month waiting for the show. I'm kind of excited about it.
There's an equalizing aspect to this show. Everyone has exactly the same size, the same format.
That's what makes it so much fun. Everybody starts off equal. It's only your imagination and your abilities that will make yours different from your neighbor's.
Erin, another marvelous activity the Chico Arts Center does, particularly during the summer, is called Art in the Park.
Art in the Park is the Friday night concert with art for children. The Art Center provides crafts for the children to do. Usually we're stationed right by the little area where the bathrooms are. There's some steps and we're right there with a banner and tables, and we do all kinds of art projects. Every week it's a different art project. It's totally free. The children just come, mom and dad sign them up, mom and dad can go listen to the music, and we'll take care of the kids for about 45 minutes. They can play and build things and draw. It's a terrific thing, and we have more fun. It's all for kids, and it's all free.
Well, that's another marvelous thing the Chico Arts Center and you contribute to this community. We're in an era where fundraisers are so important to arts organizations.
We are striving to keep up with all the newest and the latest and the best in the art world, and funding is pretty much hand to mouth.
I like very much the fact that this community challenge event involving small canvases is a project where people don't just give money, they make things, they become creative individuals themselves.
It's fun that way. When we all share a little bit of our creative vibe, it changes everything. Suddenly now you're not just a giver of funding for the Art Center, you are part of the Art Center.
Can you give us details on the hours of the Chico Art Center where people can come and pick up their canvas?
The Art Center is located in the historic railroad building on Orange Street, 450 Orange Street. We're right behind the Great Northern Coffee train car. We are open daily from noon to 4 and on the weekends from 10 to 4.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to come right down and get a canvas myself.
Right. Thank you.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.